Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. When the whole Eat Local movement got started in the Bay Area of San Francisco, foraging in the wild for healthy, edible food became a signature activity. Alice Waters of Chez Panisse in Berkeley would dispatch dozens of volunteers to head out into the wild and bring back baskets of amazing ingredients. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, those of us living in the other Bay Area can do the same thing.
Yes, we can. It had certainly become a very lost art, especially in the times when everything was easily obtainable in supermarkets.
Right, right.
But I think my first experience of true forage foods was come fall at Cork's. A gentleman would show up sort of, you know, I don't know, late September with bags of chanterelle mushrooms.
Really?
And they were the most stunning orange color and these most beautiful mushrooms I ever got to cook with.
Mm-hmm.
And then shortly after that, you remember Galen Sampson.
Sure.
And I went out one day in the spring looking for morels.
Mm-hmm.
And it took us about 3.5 hours to stumble upon a whole field of these beautiful morel mushrooms, which we ended up picking. And so we live in a cool city, right? Because country's pretty close.
Yes, it is. That's
you know,
true.
It's not like a lot of other East Coast cities where it's suburbs or even worse. But so we're a you know, 45 minutes away from some pretty woods. And so that recently a great chef in town, Chris Amendola, opened a place up in Hamden called Foraged, where he sort of specializes in this. And I've been chatting with him for a while and trying to get a good idea of what's going on in spring. And there's three really, really cool things that you can forage in spring. Mushrooms, morels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're amazing right now. We've had a cool but wet spring, and that's really perfect. And obviously, mushroom hunting is something that you don't want to run around haphazardly.
Doing it willy-nilly.
Yes, because we know there are some things out there that you may not want to be chomping down on.
So
but
true.
Morels are a very interesting mushroom, and there is one mushroom that's close to it that's not super cool to eat. But if you're interested, that's fun to go out and forage for. The other thing that we see right now, which is a super cool thing, is ramps.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I know they're hard to find in supermarkets or whatnot, but these are an intensely onion sort of green, flat-leafed, small, about maybe 6-inch tall plant that pop up everywhere right now. And they're edible from the root up to the tip. Traditionally, what we do is pickle the root end, the white end,
mm-hmm.
and use the greens as we would either sautéed like kale or spinach.
Right.
Or in an incredibly delicious pesto.
Really?
And it's
nice.
Just made it. You know, the mushroom lady at the farmer's market this time of year always has ramps. Maybe not out for general consumption, but if you ask her, you'll find them.
Jerry, can we get help online with identifying?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Things?
There's millions of DIY sites about going out there. And then the other thing that you're not going to believe that we grow everywhere and people probably step on all the time is watercress. Anywhere there's a little bit of water, there's wild watercress growing everywhere. And if you want to taste the intense pepper taste of true watercress, go out and pick some in the wild and make a salad out of it. It's really, really an amazing thing.
Well, keep your eyes on the ground.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
When you're walking around.
When you're walking around. That's a really great advice. You can go to the website and look for things.
Yeah, it's a great way to get out of the city and take a walk in the country.
It sounds great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.